A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yep, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the greatest conspiracy theory podcast there is that's happening right now.
Fuck. Yes, it is.
I love that right there, yeah.
I just wanted to start off the podcast with the word fuck.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is the only platform where we can actually do that on our radio show. We got to keep it PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13, yeah. And even then, sometimes we get yelled at for PG-13 content. Like, what the shit is that, you know?
The things that we've gotten in trouble for on our radio show are a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's over the top. It's because I'm not going to get into specifics, but
No.
I was about to throw some shade at people, but I'm not going to do that.
I just don't know that that's like totally necessary.
Probably not. My name is Gunnar. We got Devin over there talking shit already. I love this. This is going to be great.
This is going to be great. I feel like I need to start the podcast out with how proud I am of myself.
Okay.
I made a new logo for us.
Yeah.
Today.
No kidding. It's out right now, so it's awesome.
Yeah. So check that out and give me some props. I mean, I can't just sit here and stroke my own ego.
Yeah, exactly.
You need other people to feed into it.
Yeah. Now, of course, the way this works here is, Dev, you run through some conspiracy theory news of the week or whatever we call that.
Yep.
And then I have some bullshit over here. I have one conspiracy theory I found on the internet. Don't know if it's true or not, but it's out there. And one that I completely make up. You have to guess. Now, what is the current score of this game? Because we keep track.
The score I have...
What's the current score?
You asshole. You came over here and changed our scores. What were the actual scores?
What do you mean? I never did that.
This is clearly in your handwriting, and I can't even see the original. We're going to have to go back and listen.
Okay, I switched them. I switched 13 and 10.
You're such an ass.
Yes, I went over to your list.
I need to keep that on like a digital file, obviously. I just keep it on a piece of paper in our studio.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So you are obviously an asshole, and you came over here. I don't have digital file of our score.
Yeah.
I just keep it on a piece of paper in our studio. So you took the liberty to switch our scores.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you leave a fucking mess over on that side. I was cleaning up the studio.
A fucking mess.
And
I have three pieces of paper and a notepad all sitting there together.
You know what it was? I was in the studio working on something else and your headphones were over there and you have them blasting, right? It was blasting so loud and I couldn't focus on what I was doing. So I walked over there, turned your headphones down, saw the list. And then I did that days ago. I did it, I think it was 4 days ago.
You want to know what's weird? Yesterday when I was in here, I noticed that I was looking, I'm like, but it was when we were doing our radio show, so I wasn't totally paying attention to this piece of paper.
Yeah.
I was like, that looks like Gunnar's handwriting. And I just briefly looked at it, but I was looking at the numbers. I wasn't looking at the score. So it wasn't until just now that I'm like, obviously you're an ass.
You got punked. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the score is 13, me, 10, you. So that's where we're at. So for this part, we're going to dive into, for my conspiracy news of the week, we need to talk about something. It's actually something that was going on over on our Instagram page. So, hey, fuckers, go over to Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow and play along. So we have we got a fan here.
Oh, I love it. I love when we have a fan.
You haven't read these.
No, I don't pay much attention to things.
No, you do. You run the Facebook page more than I do. And I do more of the Instagram page.
Yeah.
Which totally makes sense. But I posted when there was a UFO sighting in Long Beach, California a week ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And we had some people commenting, one in particular. So this guy, I'm not sure the way he's typing, it doesn't look like maybe English is his first language.
Okay.
So when you're typing, I know it's more difficult to whatever to get that across. So I get that. But here's the gist of the story.
Okay.
He's saying that he loves our podcast. So
love it. Shout out.
Thanks, bruh. Love your work. But he said he did a little studying on UFOs, has all this information he's going to send us. Okay.
Okay. I love it.
Hasn't sent it yet, but he's left like six comments on this post.
Okay.
And it's talking about how he says his friend and him were in Roswell, Mexico, where obviously there's a lot of
New Mexico
crashes. Yep. Oh, yeah. Something came from the sky and crashed at the farm next to them.
Okay.
They say they saw three unidentified bodies at the ground site that the owner of the actual farm saw himself and couldn't believe. What they saw, they called the military. They seized the whole area and basically told everyone, you didn't see anything. And they were told, if you say anything, we will come back and kill you. So everybody at that time was obviously silenced. They were scared. They were supposed to keep it a secret, and they took the bodies of this crashed UFO to Area 51. Then he goes on to talk about how everything's on record. That's where it is. He said he's going to keep us posted. So I'm not sure what this is. This seems like super, super outrageous, right? And it's really, if you go over to our Instagram page, under the Long Beach UFO sighting, you can read this thread. It's a little confusing to keep up with, but I mean, we might have like a live UFO sighting on our Instagram page.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, it's one of those things where I feel like, okay, let's say we're out in a field somewhere, we're hanging out. Well, let's say we're on a camping trip or some shit, right?
Sure.
And you see like a UFO crash and you go over there and see like some bodies laying around. Yeah, I bet. See, the thing is, the government's probably already tracking that UFO anyway and knows about it. So sure, they have the army on standby to come in and swoop in real quick. Because let's be honest, okay, if you and I find a UFO that's crashed, what are we going to do first? I'm going to open that son of a bitch.
I'm going live on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to have you on Facebook. I'm going to be live on Instagram, and we are going to live stream that
and
shit.
And we're
going to
open that shit up and try, like, honestly, I don't know how. Okay, let's say we find a flying saucer or whatever kind of fucking spaceship. I don't even know. Let's say we find one. I mean, do you think they're hard to open if you don't know the alien technology?
It's got to be, you know, we have like
scanners and
thumbprints. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to, we're not getting into that thing.
You don't think we're getting into that?
No, but the thing is, my first phone call isn't the military. I would say after I've live streamed this all over social media to be like, what in the fuck are we looking at?
Yeah.
Then I would call like the authorities and stuff.
Okay.
But
let me ask you this though.
That's what's crazy.
That is what's crazy. But let's say, okay, before the military had a chance to get there and we had the capability, maybe like a truck handy or some kind of trailer.
Yeah.
And we had the capabilities ourselves to, take the shit with us, take the UFO, take the dead alien bodies. We're doing that shit, right?
Like, I don't know that we'd want to know, because I wouldn't want to touch it.
Why wouldn't you want to touch it? I would want to touch it.
Oh my God, because of what, I mean, you've got to assume that something like that is going to cause, like, you're going to die from, this
who
has got to be.
Who the fuck cares? If I have a chance.
You're not going to enjoy this, you're just going to be cool, like, dying?
I don't think you instantly die. I think it gives you like a, you know, it's probably real toxic, you probably get some kind of cancer thing real quick, and it probably takes you out. But, at the same time, you're telling me if there's an alien, you're not going to at least, okay, fine, we find some rubber gloves, we put on gloves or some shit.
Well,
yeah, everybody's wearing masks and now goggles and shit because of corona.
I'm going to let the people at Area 51 who very obviously know how to handle this.
I'm selling this shit.
That's fine. Go for it. You can fucking touch it, but you're a total dumbass because you're going to die and I get to live on in infamy because I have this UFO. Oh, and sympathy because my friend Gunner's dead because he's a dipshit who touched the fucking UFO.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If we had a UFO, right? If we had one, we could.
Why are you so stupid when it comes to
it's
this?
It's not. You know,
you're usually a pretty smart dude, and in this case, you are not acting like a smart dude.
Here's the dude. Do you know how much money a UFO and little dead alien bodies would be worth?
What is touching it going to do for you monetary wise? Well, what is that going to do for you?
Fine. Then we find we have friends that we don't necessarily like too much. We'd be like, hey man, can you take this dead alien body and put it in this jar of whatever? We get some kind of jar, you know?
I already have a list of people that I'm recommending for that
job. So do I. So we give somebody else the job to touch the shit. Now, you wouldn't touch the spaceship at all?
No, you don't touch anything.
What if we had a hazmat suit? You still wouldn't touch it?
Oh my God. Okay, you're sounding stupid, so we're going
to
move on.
No, I'm just very curious as to why you wouldn't try to get into this alien spacecraft.
Okay, we're going to move on to an actual crash.
Okay.
So, from somebody that we got a message from on Instagram, they wanted us to look into and discuss the Kecksburg crash of 1965.
Okay, what's this about?
We're moving on because your stupidity is giving me a headache.
No, you're giving me a headache for not being adventurous and fun.
No. So we're going to talk about an actual UFO crash.
All right, what do we got?
So the Kecksburg UFO incident was December 9th, 1965 in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So there was this like huge fireball seen in the sky all over. There were six U.S. states and then Ontario, Canada. So like Detroit, Michigan, that whole area, all six of those states and right above there apparently saw this. However, there were certain places where they actually say they saw something falling out of the sky. There was some hot metal debris and some grass fires caused by these like huge booms and all of this stuff. And that was in Pennsylvania, in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. So you could see it in all these places, kind of in the Midwestern states, northern Midwestern. But then in Pennsylvania is where they're saying it actually like landed. So the actual incident They're saying that there were eyewitnesses in this small village. It's Kecksburg. It's like 30 miles outside of Pittsburgh. And they claim something crashed into the woods. And they had a boy, like a young kid, who said he saw the object land. And his mother saw like this wisp of blue smoke coming out of the woods. And right away, she called the cops because, you know, you're like, what the fuck did I just see?
Yeah, obviously. But at the same time, go check it out yourself.
No, Gunner, stop it.
Go get that fucking spacecraft.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did you have for breakfast this morning? No, you are just like on a different level right now.
You know somebody has done that before where they found a crashed UFO and it's in their garage. Anyway, continue.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so they had a bunch of people that came out, volunteer firefighters, all of that stuff. And everybody's reportings just sounded identical. Everybody all over the place at that time pretty much had all the same things to say. So there were headlines in the newspapers the next morning. Unidentified flying object falls near Kecksburg. The army comes in, of course, to completely rope off the area. They say that it was sealed immediately. So the whole thing sealed, you know, the military comes in. But of course, my thought is, okay, but which part of the military then gets like the ping alert, like,
well,
UFO people from Area 51 or everybody who,
well, I think the way this probably
takes
works,
care of this, like they went there to be like, oh no, we got this.
Well, you know, there's probably like, I mean, let's be honest, there's areas of the government or the military that nobody really knows about. There's the army, there's the Navy. There's
that's
the,
what I'm saying. Yeah, those are the people that then were pinged when that call came
but
in.
But then there's like the section of the Marines that are specialists in UFOs that get in there and extract the shit real quick. You know what I mean? There must be like some kind of side thing, and which would be awesome to be a part of, because you
that's what I'm saying. When the call came in, they called the authorities, but you know that there was some level of clearance that it alerted them to get there.
And my question is, how do they get there so fast? Because let's say an alien spacecraft.
You're not listening to me, Gunner. This is like typical Gunner. I've said it three times now. It's pinged. It's like if you've ever watched, like if you use certain clips and phrases, even on a phone call, if it's something that can be tracked as like terrorist activity or something that they're actively looking into, it can alert certain branches of the military.
Yeah, but what I mean is, okay, like let's say we...
So that call came in and they already knew.
But let's say I pinged something right now because we found an alien spacecraft here.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you have the team of people in the area at the time? Like, what if the people are like down in
you know they have them all over the country.
Well, we got to get on that team.
You know they have them. It's no different than like...
See, this is why we got to join MUFON, man. Because we'll find our way in.
But it's no different than... But it would be military branch. Like, it would be the same as CIA, FBI. Like, they've got them everywhere.
Let me
and only certain levels of clearance can go to these things. But they have their little minions in the field who just go and like deal with it in the meantime.
You know what? Oh, I guess, yeah, they'll bring in the National Guard to just, you know, court off the area here.
They don't know what they're doing.
They're just there. You're right.
They're there because the people are hauling ass up to find it.
Will you? Okay, we got to do this. This would be hilarious. You and I should go to like a army recruiter and just walk in and be like, hey, we want to be like a part of the military that just is in charge of UFOs. How do we do it? You know?
Yeah.
As a total joke, because they're going to be like, oh, what are you talking? Because a recruiter's never going to know how to do that, probably.
Yeah.
We should totally do that. I would sign up for the Army right now if I knew we could do that job.
Right, but only if they were going to give us information, because I think I would personally go crazy being left in the dark.
Yeah.
And then being like, hey, you have to go do this. It's super secret, but we can't tell you what it is. I'd be like, fuck that. You tell me what it is.
Yeah, you tell me what it is.
Before I'm going.
Yeah, right.
We're not the type of people they're looking for, Gunner.
Yeah, you're right, because I'll be out there trying to like steal the bodies, steal the spacecraft to put in my garage. You'll be like, I can't touch it. I don't want the alien cancer.
And we're clearly trying to like con some information out of them.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it on our podcast.
Yeah, we're there undercover for podcast purposes.
Yeah. All they would have to do is one quick Google search of us and be like, absolutely fucking
yeah,
not.
Like, get the fuck out of here, you assholes. You're just going to steal our alien bodies and try to interview them on a podcast.
Yeah, so the last thing we'll say about this, there was some speculation about the thing that fell was part of a satellite, a Soviet satellite, blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch of information. I don't believe it. It was a fucking alien.
Okay.
It was a UFO.
It was a UFO. Okay,
and that's just where we're at. Usually I dig into like the science and the what people say it is and all of that, but with this case in particular, it's just... it's better off in my mind as being real.
Well, plus I feel like you're at this place today where you don't want to put up with my shit. You don't want to steal alien spacecrafts. You don't want to touch dead bodies.
Well, no, because when you're talking about this and it's like, no, let's talk about a real life. We already know UFOs. Aliens are real.
Yeah.
We know that.
Totally. And if I found one, I would want to try to see what I could find out about it.
You wouldn't. You're just doing like radio gunner thing.
No, I'm not.
Like,
I'm being serious.
I would go and touch it and I would go and do this stuff because I'm gunner.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't.
Hear me out.
You would seriously piss yourself and run away crying.
Hear me out. Just hear me out.
You would run away crying.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, so usually you and I go to a music festival every single summer and we get really buzzed up and we party in the woods, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you and I are buzzed up and we're partying in the woods. All of a sudden, a fucking spaceship goes crashing down and the little alien bodies are like crawling out. You're telling me buzzed up Devin is not going to go over there and try to see what the fuck just happened?
I already told you. We're going to go see what it is and we're going to live stream this shit, but we're not touching it.
Yeah, I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself.
You know you wouldn't touch it because in your mind, the first thing your head would go to is the fact that you've got 4 kids and a wife.
Yeah.
Me, I've just got a husband and a dog. I have no one relying on me.
Yeah, you're right. They don't rely on you at all.
Exactly.
Your husband can raise that dog or just set it free anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Set dogs free, Gunner. Why do I have to keep reminding you of that?
Well, if you had an alien spacecraft, you'd be rich. Just saying. Anyway, that's some shit to chew on. And make sure to comment on our Facebook or post up. If you found an alien spacecraft, would you touch the ship and try to steal the bodies?
We'll put that in the, when we post this up, we'll put that in the actual caption because I want to know if you would.
Yeah.
I want people to listen to this, hear my logic in your insanity, which
it's not
is
insanity.
Pretty par for the course.
I'm just saying. I guarantee somebody has stolen a spaceship before. Just saying. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that's Devin's bullshit for the day.
Time for your shit.
Okay. What's the current score of this? I have 13. You have 10.
No, I have 13. You have 10. And I have stopped telling you. When I know which one you made up, I've stopped telling you what it is because you caught up too fast.
Yeah, I caught up too fast and I've lost the last couple of weeks. So here we go. One of these I found on the internet earlier today. The other one I completely made up.
Okay.
Here we go.
The first one
we have today is the Mona Lisa heist. The Mona Lisa heist. Okay, here we go. The Mona Lisa is considered the most famous painting in modern history. It was painted by Leonardo da Vinci in 1503 and resides in the Louvre in Paris. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the Mona Lisa that is on display is actually a fake and the original was stolen by famous painter Picasso in 1911, as he was also the one who painted the fake.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, wait, so he stole the real one.
He stole the real...
He replaced it with his own fake?
Yeah, and he actually stole the real one, painted a fake one, and switched it out for cash.
Wow.
Yeah, well, shit like that happens. There's movies based on that. The next one is just simply titled Stolen Bodies. Stolen Bodies.
No.
Here we go. In 1947, as the Korean War was going on, there was another large issue taking place in Arkansas that went mostly unnoticed due to the war. In Little Rock, the state's largest city, several cemeteries were being broken into and bodies were being stolen. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the U.S. government were taking dead bodies to use tissue in them to test for chemical warfare.
Okay.
That is stolen bodies.
Okay, this is a tough one.
Two completely different ones today.
All right, you didn't have any tells, so that's good.
I didn't have any tells, yeah, because I think I figured out what my tells are.
What do you think they are?
I'm not telling you shit. No way, dude.
Well, Gunnar, realize this is backwards? I already know what your tells are.
And I think I figured it out, so I'm not telling you what I know.
That doesn't make any sense. I can't tell you what they are because of the game.
Yeah, and I can't tell you what I think.
Why?
I know. Because I'm it's a strategy game against you, too. This goes both ways there.
All right.
It goes both ways.
I 100% know that you don't know what your tells are. You're just saying that.
I was just saying that.
In order to fuck with me. I knew it.
I just try to read those both the same. That's all I tried to do.
This goes back to why this podcast started. I can call you out on your bullshit.
I have no idea what my tells
are. Just like that when you're like, yeah, I know what my tells are.
I have no
idea. No, you do not.
I just try to read them identically because I feel like there must be some way I talk when one is the fake one or one
I'm
is
not
the
gonna tell you,
but there must be one way, so I just need to read them very similar.
So there's 2 or 3 different tells that you have,
yeah,
though.
And I'm not sure what they are.
Okay.
I really don't know.
So this was a tough one, but I think the one that you made up is the stolen bodies.
You think I made up stolen bodies?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you why, but now because of you asked me that, I know that I'm right.
The one that I made up is the Mona Lisa heist.
Lies.
I am lying. I made up stolen bodies. God damn it.
Yes, I knew.
God
yes,
damn it.
I knew it.
I'm not going to lie. I was in a super rush trying to do this because I had a lot of stuff. So I'm like, okay, I just need to make one up right now. Stolen bodies. And I just started typing.
So, but that one, you did that in a rush. And
mad rush.
It was harder to decide which one you made up than the previous week.
Yeah, I was giving no info. I'm so, like, I just got to get this done.
That was actually pretty good on your part. But
wow.
You have two or three tells.
God, I wish I knew what
that
they were.
I will never tell you what they are. And obviously, sometimes I'm off because I've lost a handful of times. But at the beginning of this podcast, I was telling you every single time I knew what it was because I wanted you to just be a better person.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you caught up too fast, and so I've stopped doing that since.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the podcast for today. Devin, where can people find this bullshit?
Find this bullshit. Facebook and Instagram. Give us a like and a follow. Make sure you're commenting on all of those as well. And if you have something you want us to dive into on the podcast, the whole first half of the episode today was from somebody on Instagram.
Yeah.
So head on over there and give us a like.
And if you find an alien spacecraft and a dead alien, touch that shit all day.
Yeah, or don't. Or call Gunner. He's willing to do it.
I'm willing to touch just about anything.
All right. We'll see ya.